Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. What is this, 3 days after? This is 3 days after New Year's Day? All right, time for some more happy music. I'll give you the name of the song, you give me the name of the artist. Fly with the Wind. I know some of you are thinking, nah, I never heard that one. But others of you are thinking, whoa, wait, yeah, I remember. Hold on. Let me think about it. I will give you a clue. Although there are, as you can hear, a number of awesome musicians in here, the featured artist is the pianist. One of the things he was known for was having some lightning fast fingers on those keys. A lot of people liked his transitions, his changes. Is it starting to come back? Those of you who heard it before? All right, I'm gonna let you think about it. We'll be hearing some more. I'm going to let you think about it. I've given you some pretty good clues. I think one of the best ones being the fact that we are talking about a pianist. All right. So in the meantime, how are things going with regards to not New Year's resolutions so much as just nailing down your aspirations? What you really, really, really want. And you know, while we're talking about what we really want, we might as well add into that what we really need. That's right. Don't just look at our major desires. Let's also focus on our major needs. Now, I'm not going to say put one before the other. Put this one first. Put that one first. You decide. You know, sometimes, now, needs are definitely more important than desires. But I would encourage you to allow yourself to really, really go for the needs when you've gotten something that you really, really wanted. Yeah, don't give up on the needs. Let that inspire you that much more to go for what you really need. Oh, man, I've been wanting this for a while. I didn't need it, but I've really been wanting it. And now I got it. Okay. Get fired up to go for what you need. Yet, what are our aspirations for this year? Hopefully something that a lot of it will be dealing with what we can take with us throughout the year and then beyond. Throughout the year and beyond. Yeah, have a view for the long run and not just the short run. So, for example, you know, a lot of people used to make New Year's resolutions, and the New Year's resolution was, I'm going to get on an exercise program. And that's good. That really is. That is a good resolution. What if, though, we frame it this way? I am going to start my lifelong exercise routine. So that from the very beginning, We're looking at this not as something that we are going to try to get started within the next 2 weeks and hang in there for at least 2 or 3 months. No, don't think of it that way. No, ladies and gentlemen, don't think that way. No, we know from what we've been talking about for so long that exercise does the body and the soul good throughout life, even if life lasts 95 years. So, whether you're 75 or 35 or 15, I'm going to start my lifelong exercise routine and give yourself a deadline, a target date. Deadline, target date, however you want to word it. By such and such a date, I'm going to be on it. And mark it on your calendar. Whether you use the old school calendars or you use the technology and you pull out your smartphone or your pad, whatever you're using. You got your contact list. You got your calendar. You got so much in there. You got reminder sections of features or whatever they call them. Notes, whatever you want to use. Put it in a place that works for you. Such and such a date, target date, and have that chime or something go off that you hear to remind you. Tomorrow is the day that I start. Yeah, don't have it, you know, your reminder to go off the day you want to start. Have it go off that day and, at the very latest, the day before that. Oh, tomorrow, such and such a time, I'm on it. Lifelong. And keep saying my lifelong exercise routine so that that's what gets into your brain and you don't just see yourself maybe doing this for 1 or 2 months, even subconsciously seeing yourself doing it for just 1 or 2 months. No, keep saying lifelong, lifelong, lifelong. I started this year, but it's for life. Now, speaking of lifelong exercise routines, let's talk about what we can do to, you know, as we start talking about things that we're going to do for our lives, for the lives of others. Because a lot of times when we benefit in one way or another, other people can get some benefit too. So one of the things that we can focus on, I'd like for us to focus on this today, especially, won't be the only day, but definitely today, our first week in the new year, is steps that we can take on purpose to increase our level of happiness. That is important. You know, I think I've been saying off and on for a few years now that we're going to have stuff going on in this world, people making decisions that are just going to bring about more stress. And I don't mean this individual stressing that individual and this individual stressing that. That's going to be happening too. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the public distress is going to get worse and worse and worse. It's going to grow more and more intense every year. We're going to have people in positions of influence who are just going to be making worse and worse decisions that are going to bring about more and more stress for millions of people. Some of them because they just don't know what they're doing. Many of them because they know the negative results that are going to come about, and that's what they want. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is what they want. And so it'll be a great idea for us to plot our plans. They're plotting theirs. We need to plot our plans. We need to be thinking, okay, I can tell that the level of distress, the level of tension has increased over the last 3 years, the last 5 years, the last 30 years. Do I have any reason to believe, to be firmly persuaded that that's going to go away and this drama is going to take a nosedive? Remember now, this is something worth holding on to. Situations do not create themselves. People create situations. People brought about the Great Recession. People almost drove us into a Great Depression, another Great Depression. People cheat on us and cause us pain. The situation didn't create itself. The persons involved created that situation. All across the country, tens of millions of people going to be feeling the pain. No way around it. It's going to happen. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. It is already happening, and it's going to get worse. What we need to do is decide, okay, to the extent that we can bring about change in those areas, we'll do that. But to the extent that we cannot bring about change, We need to have another game plan. We need to have another plan, a plan part of the same plan, A. It's not plan B. It's part of the same plan, A, plan A. And that is work on being happy regardless. So one of the things that Medical News Today says we can do is take a look, first of all, being aware that happiness is something that a lot of people want. It is also something that we need. You know, we were talking at the very beginning about aspirations and focusing on what we need as well as what we want. I'm going to tell you, when it comes to happiness, that is both a desire and a need. We need. I mean, think about the opposite of it now. Sadness. Take it even further. Depression. We need happiness. Anyone who has lived in a constant state of sadness, or worse yet, a constant state of depression, can tell you happiness is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Think about when you were really, really, really down in the dumps. I mean, sure enough, down. Something had gone wrong, whatever it was. Girlfriend left you. Lost your job. Thought you were going to get a B in the course. Instead, you ended up getting a D. I mean, things just turning upside down on you. And think about how bad you felt. Now, think about feeling that way 3 to 4 hours a day out of every waking hour. Out of all your waking hours each day, at least 4 days a week, you feel that way. How about if you feel that way 5 days a week? And maybe 6 hours every day. Even when you're smiling and laughing, you're hurting inside. Sad. You're down. Yeah, let's make it a goal to make happiness, being happy, part of our lifestyle. Yeah, I'm going to share some tips with you on how to do that as soon as we get back together in just a few. McCoy Tyner, that's his name. The pianist I was asking about. McCoy Tyner, that's who you're hearing.